Tina for Virtual Africa and Creative Disturbance. And today I'm delighted to be in touch with Bruno Bakayika in Juba, South Sudan. Good evening, Bruno. I guess it's already midnight over there, right?
Yeah, it's just 12 minutes to midnight, but good evening.
Can you please introduce yourself as we used to do, as matter of introduction, basically?
I'm by the name of Bakayika Bruno.
Yes.
I'm the operations manager for Capital Movie Industry Corporation, based in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Capital Movie Industry Corporation is a community-based interest organization
mm-hmm.
in South Sudan that basically looks at how it can engage with the youth by using technology, using film, using commercials, mm-hmm. using graphics, using the power of design to be able to promote peace in South Sudan.
Okay, thank you very much. While preparing the podcast, you told me that you from Uganda, basically. You're not a Sudanese citizen, and you moved there after you received a training in the arts. So can you just expand on that and tell us where you're coming from?
Yeah, so I'm a Ugandan by nationality.
Mm-hmm.
So just right after my graduation last year in 2015 in January,
mm-hmm.
And moved to South Sudan as a greener pasture for my experiments in film production.
Yeah.
And then that's when I landed into this amazing group of young, energetic, and self-trained, self-empowered youth in South Sudan under the umbrella called Capital Movie Industry Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to work with them till today. To be able
you study performing art and film theory and creative writing. So, I mean, just tell us.
Yeah, in first year when we were still doing drama and film before I majored in film production,
mm-hmm.
we also went as far as looking at where theater originated from.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not only basically in my native language or my country Africa or my continent, mm-hmm. but we were looking at where theatre has come from and how it has been later on integrated. Mm-hmm. in Uganda and in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But you moved to Sudan because the industry of movie is more developed over there.
Yeah, it's so much difficult for someone to break through in the film industry that is much more concretized right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you look at the global picture, it's too difficult for someone to just come out of, for example, Uganda and break through in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we've come up with series like The Hollywood Heights, if you've looked at one of those. So it's really difficult to get there.
Yeah,
and I thought it would be simpler and much easier to work with a country that is 4 years old. Together we can take baby steps in developing the film industry.
So now we're going to talk more about Capital Movie Industry Corporation. But first of all, I would like to thank Stephen Kovacs and Stephen Lagu for putting us in touch together. It was for Roger Malina and Stephen Kovacs that I actually have been able to reach you. So, Capital Movie, you've been organizing some peace hack camp these last month in November and December in order to promote peace and to empower the youth, as you said. So, where did the idea come from and what was the mission of these events?
Yeah, so... when Capital Movie got the funding of the Peace Hack Camp project,
mm-hmm.
it was tasked with the responsibility of training the youth and engaging the youth in computer studies mm-hmm. and then video studies. So then at the end of the project, we had to look at how best can we engage the youth in what's their plan. So like the Peace Hack Camp project was some sort of conclusion whereby we are showcasing what the students have been able to learn previously. So during the Peace Hack Camp, they're able to showcase their own items that they produced along the journey of study at Capital Movie.
Mm-hmm.
That included the film, the theme song, and then a number of poems, and then their own self-created items, which they were able to come up as a matter of the study at Capital Movie.
How did the youth react when you was trying to introduce them to the language of technology and the language of computer?
A number of them have the talent and the zeal and the eagerness to learn.
Uh-huh.
Introducing them to computer and the art of making film was something that they enjoyed and something that we enjoyed, because it was a win-win situation for us as we took them through the trainings.
Uh-huh.
They were able to learn, and we are also able to get to experience what we had learned previously as their trainers.
Did you have a specific background in computer science, for example?
Yeah, as opposed to South Sudan, there's so much of computer work in Uganda.
Uh-huh.
Because I started studying computer in primary 5.
Okay.
Then up to secondary and up to the university, and all the work I do is basically to do with computer writing, editing, everything. I use a computer, so I have the knowledge about computer.
Oh, okay. The other question would be, do you plan to organize those Peace Hack Camp every year, or it was just a single event?
We are planning right now on having the Peace Hack Camp annually.
Annually?
Yeah, so that it happens every other year, and just like any other big event that is being organized somewhere, like the Global Innovation Gathering in Bahrain. So we want to look at Peace Hack Camp happening in South Sudan every year.
Mm-hmm.
If we get the funding, so that every year that passes by, then we are developing a legacy, we are developing a culture whereby youth interested in technology can come together, brainstorm, and provide solutions that are going to provide tangible results for the population in South Sudan.
Okay. Because I guess the outcome that you expect from those events is some job opportunities, or actually this is a question: do you think that the people that come there of course are looking after job opportunities, but is there any other person that has been willing to become an artist or a filmmaker rather than only production?
So close to the end of the training,
mm-hmm.
we also looked at an area of theater marketing and entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Whereby we trained them to look at film as a venture of making money, not ideally learning the basics and then they sleep. So they should be able to move and experiment with the ideas they have got from Capital Movie. So if some have got the talent and the knowledge in making film, then they should be able to look at film as a commercial venture that is going to earn them some money and put bread on their tables. Now, a number of them, we have the best performing students who were retained to work with Capital Movie.
Yeah.
So we also offered them the opportunity to work with Capital Movie, whereby they work as the inspiration to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then some have started working on radio stations around the states in South Sudan.
Yeah.
And then some have embraced the talent of writing. They are coming back to us and they are saying, hey, look, I have my script for 15 pages. Can you please help me shoot it?
Yeah.
So they have altogether moved towards where they are going to the second gear and the speed gear for them to be able to progress in the film industry.
As far as I understand, the first motivation is mainly a way to make money in order to live. But how do you make them more sensitive to the question of art as such? Not looking at cinema as only a way to make money, but how can they make cinema that will talk about them and their way of looking at the world as artists, basically?
Yeah, so ideally we are looking at using video and film to promote peace in South Sudan.
Yeah.
So every other thing they are looking at should be able to involve more youth, and every other communication that they disseminate through the films and the pieces they are writing should be able to tell the story of South Sudan and what it has gone through previously in political torture, turmoil, and the wars that they have had previously.
Yeah.
So we look at how best their stories can tell, can pass on the information of peace. So that's what we are looking at right now. How can we use film and video to be able to promote peace in South Sudan?
That's interesting. Are you in touch with other organizations in Africa that are dealing not only with peace, but that are working in the same domain than you, meaning film production?
We have engagements with a number of people making film across Africa.
Yeah.
Especially with the knowledge of filmmaking, and during the series of trainings that we had, we were able to bring a number of experienced people in the film industry, majorly from East Africa, where it seemed cheaper.
Yeah.
And then we had to bring in people who were able to inspire and also tell their stories of how they started through the generation of making film.
Yeah. Do you have any example in mind? Like which country, for example?
Yeah. We brought in a professor at Makerere University, one of my former lecturers, who was called Uswata Phil.
Mm-hmm.
He's currently lecturing at the Department of Performing Arts and Film in Makerere University.
Okay.
He has worked on a number of films across the globe, like Hotel Rwanda. He has worked in South Africa in a film called Katwe.
Mm-hmm.
He has worked on Makutano Junction in Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at him as one of the people within the bounds of reach of East Africa who can just be here for 3 days and then take the students of Capital Movie through writing, editing, and camera work.
Okay. One of the idea would be maybe for you and the people of Capital Movie Corporation to have a possible podcast channel on Creative Disturbance where you will talk about your activity and maybe the meetings that you're doing with all these people in Africa. So what would be the vision of that channel?
Right now what we are looking at, Capital Movie, we are looking at Capital Movie being the Hollywood of South Sudan.
Yeah.
We are looking at how best we can engage with people, how we can tell their stories, how we can be able to tell the stories that matter within the society in which we live. So Capital Movie is moving to the trend whereby it wants to engage deeply with the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell the stories that affect them or the stories that matter to them, and that's the best way you can pass on the message to the people who may not access it.
Thank you very much. And a more broad, a broader question will concern the development of cinema in Africa itself. How do you envision the future of cinema industry in Africa?
Right now, with the larger problem that affects Africa, which I may call technology,
yeah,
I'm looking at it, as a major hindrance for what happens globally. Because even when the technology is there, there's still no money for us to access it, because unless you go to Amazon or eBay or where, you may not even find the right channel for you to buy a camera that is going to get the best picture quality for you to tell your story.
Yeah.
So you end up using funny handycams which have grainy pictures that you tell, and then it, the downside of it is that even when you're telling the story, then it's not quality stories that are being told, because people do not envisage the scene, because probably the camera does not put out the best image quality. Then secondly, we still have the lack of talent. So that's why we have worked on training people to be able to act for screen at Capital Movie.
When you say lack of talent, you mean people are not educated enough? That's what you mean?
The talent is there, but ideally what I mean is there's the born talent, the natural born talent, and the talent that comes by being exposed. For example, like you go to the university, the school of performance, and you just develop the talent which is already inborn, because naturally man is a playful animal, that's what they say. So even when someone is talented, he may not get to the exposure, because probably he's somewhere seated there and there's no way we can dig him to be able to do that. So that is why it gets to the downside of it.
I hope you're going to have the opportunity to introduce us to some of these talents. And I think we're going to close this podcast, but I look forward to talking with you again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.